Unit 3. If you looked at a world map from 250 million years ago, you probably would not recognize it, for the positions of Earth's landmasses, relative to one another in the distant past, bore little resemblance to their configuration today. If you looked at a world map from 250 million years ago, you probably would not recognize it, for the positions of Earth's landmasses, relative to one another in the distant past, bore little resemblance to their configuration today. It was not until the 20th century, however, that a theory was elaborated and eventually proven. It was not until the 20th century, however, that a theory was elaborated and eventually proven. In the early 1900s, the German scientist Alfred Wegener hypothesized that all of the continents were once connected, but had later drifted away from each other. In the early 1900s, the German scientist Alfred Wegener hypothesized that all of the continents were once connected, but had later drifted away from each other. He learned that rocks from Eastern South America possessed the same geological makeup as those from Western Africa, and that they contain fossils of the same prehistoric species as well. He learned that rocks from Eastern South America possessed the same geological makeup as those from Western Africa, and that they contain fossils of the same prehistoric species as well. Continents now separated by oceans had once existed side by side, accounting for their geological and biological similarities. Continents now separated by oceans had once existed side by side, accounting for their geological and biological similarities. Unfortunately, Wegener was unable to theorize what force could possibly be driving the movement of continents, and continental drift was dismissed by the scientific community. Unfortunately, Wegener was unable to theorize what force could possibly be driving the movement of continents, and continental drift was dismissed by the scientific community. These submerged mountain chains were created by hot magma liquid rock spouting up from beneath Earth's crust. These submerged mountain chains were created by hot magma liquid rock spouting up from beneath Earth's crust. They hypothesized that Earth's crust was divided into multiple plates, each containing a portion of ocean, continent, or both, and floating freely atop the liquid magma of Earth's interior. They hypothesized that Earth's crust was divided into multiple plates, each containing a portion of ocean, continent, or both, and floating freely atop the liquid magma of Earth's interior. Plate tectonics became the foundational principle in the field of geology, and it also confirmed Wegener's theory of continental drift, demonstrating the mechanism by which landmasses move. Plate tectonics became the foundational principle in the field of geology, and it also confirmed Wegener's theory of continental drift, demonstrating the mechanism by which landmasses move. Geologists now believe Pangaea was simply the latest in a long progression of supercontinents that have formed and split, a process that will continue through future eons. Geologists now believe Pangaea was simply the latest in a long progression of supercontinents that have formed and split, a process that will continue through future eons.